From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama took his case for major changes to the nation's health care system to Montana today, holding a town hall meeting in the Bozeman area. NPR's Don Garnier reports.
The event was held in a hangar at the airport in the town of Belgrade. About 1,300 people were here, and while most seemed supportive, some made it clear they don't like what the White House is trying to do. Randy Raffe stood up wearing a National Rifle Association jacket and said he doesn't think the president will be able to find the money to pay for it all.
You're saving here, you're saving over there, you're going to take a little money here, you're going to take a little money there, but you have no money. The only way you're going to get that money is to raise our taxes. You said you wouldn't.
The president answered that he stands by his promise not to raise taxes on people making less than $250,000 a year. He also repeated his assertion that two-thirds of the costs will be covered by cutting waste. He holds another town hall Saturday in Grand Junction, Colorado. Don Gagne, NPR News, Belgrade, Montana.
There's more information coming out now about an air traffic controller's actions during this past weekend's crash involving a small private plane and a sightseeing helicopter over the Hudson River in New York. According to officials with the National Transportation Safety Board, a controller at an airport in New Jersey cleared that plane for takeoff and then made a personal phone call. The board says radar showed several blips in the plane's path, including the helicopter. A total of 9 people were killed in the mishap. The controller and a supervisor on duty at the time of the mishap have both been placed on administrative leave. Wildfires continue to rage in California, forcing thousands from their homes. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
A blaze in the Santa Cruz Mountains south of San Jose has scorched 4,200 acres. More than 2,000 residents of the communities of Bonnie Doon and Swanton remain under a mandatory evacuation order. Daniel Berlant is a spokesman for CAL FIRE.
This fire has been moving in multiple directions, still threatening a number of homes, so we want to make sure that those residents are kept out of harm's way until we're able to get this fire out.
To the south in Santa Barbara County, residents of 230 homes are under evacuation orders as a week-old wildfire has swept over 100 square miles. Rugged terrain and hot temperatures challenge firefighters at both sites. Reinforcements are being called in from local departments throughout the state. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
A key report on consumer sentiment weighed on the financial markets at week's end. A Reuters University of Michigan survey found consumers sharply cutting their spending amid ongoing concerns about the economy and worries about job loss. Preliminary reading for August showed consumer confidence falling by nearly 3 points from the previous month, a much steeper drop than expected. Most analysts have been expecting a rise in consumer confidence. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 76 points for the week. The Dow was down 0.5%. The Nasdaq dropped 23 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed down 8 points today. This is NPR. Another potential problem and perhaps another delay for Boeing's already much postponed 787 Dreamliner project. The Chicago-based airplane builder announced today it has found microscopic wrinkles in the skin of the 787's fuselage and as a result will now be installing a patch. The 787 is being built utilizing lightweight carbon composite parts which are designed to save fuel. However, the ongoing assembly has been plagued by various problems that have delayed both a scheduled first test flight and an anticipated delivery date for the airplane. Mexican President Felipe Calderón says his country will have to take drastic measures to deal with a projected drop in revenues in 2010. NPR's Jason Bobien reports from Mexico City.
President Calderón says Mexico is pulling out of its worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, but he says tax revenue shortfalls will extend deep into next year. The Mexican government's largest source of revenue is from oil, but output is declining at Mexico's aging fields, and a drop in the global price of petroleum is crimping that cash cow. Automotive production dropped by more than 40% in the first half of 2009, and cash sent home from Mexicans working in the U.S. is declining dramatically. The economics minister characterized the situation as a state of fiscal shock. President Calderón says the country will have to implement a combination of spending cuts, tax hikes, and government borrowing to confront the financial crisis. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Mexico City.
A remorseful Michael Vick said today he wants a second chance. Vick, who served 18 months in prison for his involvement in a dogfighting ring, said he will crusade for animal rights while a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. Vick signed a deal with the Eagles that will pay him $1.6 million the first year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.